Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
A very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM, Bummer Brit Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. You can have your saber calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Now, position paper, rural health policy and a changing climate. Three key issues in regards to the position paper and rural health policy and a changing climate. Discusses specific impacts and risk factors facing the 7 million people living in rural, regional and remote areas of Australia in relation to extreme weather events, impacts on agriculture output and food security, and debilitating insect-borne diseases. We're going to catch up a yarn with Alliance CEO Gabriel O'Kane on the line. Gabriel, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. I'm well, thank you.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. A very important conversation we're having. First of all, your organisation, National Rural Health Alliance, tell us the role that you guys play in the position that you hold as CEO, please.
Well, the sorts of work that we do here is make sure that we lead efforts to improve access to affordable health care for people living in rural, regional and remote communities, and looking at recruiting and retention of a highly skilled workforce for across the country as well in those rural communities. But also we try to make sure that we grow the research base and evidence base around health for rural communities as well. So we're trying to sort of make sure that we focus all of our efforts on making sure that rural people get equitable access to healthcare.
Exactly. Now, climate change, it is real, and we're talking about preparing or looking after a rural mob in the rural area. So we're talking about three key issues. What are those key issues that concern rural health policies for the people there?
Well, the sort of things we're concerned about are these extreme weather events that people are familiar with, and probably in the last year, I'm not sure so much up where you were, you wouldn't have necessarily had bushfires, but we know that they are raging over there in WA at the moment, and these things are occurring.
We have cyclones up this way, I know that much.
Yeah, and the cyclones are part of that severe weather event as well. And what we're sort of trying to draw attention to is that there are health impacts that these changes in weather bring on that come from climate change. So things like, I suppose it's heat stroke, you know, dehydration, respiratory issues that occur in these extreme weather events. And of course, there's things like when you get your cyclones, there's consequences for accidents, but also the issues of stress that brings if houses don't stand up, and also the possibility of spreading of disease. But there's also mental health consequences of drought as well. So we're talking really about so many health impacts that climate change has brought that we need to draw attention to those matters.
Sure. And so the three key issues, I think, well, you're talking weather, but you're talking also like fires, for example, down there, Victoria, West Australia, you know, rural Australia.
Yes, and we experienced here in Canberra. I'm from Canberra, and we experienced, while we didn't get bushfires in Canberra itself, there was a lot of smoke. And so that smoke inhalation causes respiratory issues, and that's on top of people that might already have chronic disease problems. So they might have cardiovascular disease. All of those things are made worse by smoke inhalation. So these are the things that we need to ensure that we have policies going forward that prepares communities and the health workforce for those consequences.
Yes. Also impacts on agriculture output and food security as well, you mentioned.
That's right, because in times of extreme drought, which is drought is going to occur more and more over time, particularly in the southeast of Australia and southwest, where a lot of our food production currently is. And Australia's been very fortunate over a long period of time to produce affordable food for most of the population. But of course, if we have, more of these consequences of climate change where we get more extensive droughts, it means that we're not producing food, sufficient food potentially, and also it'll be less affordable for those people who are most disadvantaged.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing is the debilitating insect-borne diseases. Explain that there, please, Gabrielle.
Yeah, so these are the sorts of vector-borne diseases that come from insects. So the sorts of ones that are quite common are Ross River virus and the Barman Forest virus, some of you might be familiar with. We don't have malaria in this country, which is fortunate, but as the patterns of weather change, it's more likely that we're going to see an increase in some of these diseases. And one of the issues around all of that is that we often have, you know, metropolitan trained medical staff that aren't actually aware of those diseases, and so they're not really alert to the early symptoms. They can often be missed. And I think the other factor in all of this that we have to be aware of is that there aren't any good drug treatments for this issue. So it requires people to be very alert and making sure that they're well covered and they're using, sprays and repellents and things to make sure that they don't get bitten by the mosquitoes and other insects as well. So these things are on the rise, and we need to be educating, again, our health professionals, but the general public needs to know how to prevent themselves being bitten by all of these different insects that carry disease.
Well, if you look at it, climate change can affect the area and the livelihood. When we're talking insects, we're talking diseases, talking surprises like COVID-19, for example. And if the world, if not Australia, is not prepared, then it can cause chaos, which is what COVID-19 is doing. And so that's what you're talking about as well, prevention of the climate change and what it can do in regarding affecting our insect world, yes?
Yeah, that's right. And I think the more that we see, some of those, because a lot of these vector-borne diseases sort of become more prominent in a very moist kind of environment. And if that sort of goes further and further south and it's more humid, then these sorts of insects can carry disease. And yes, the COVID-19 is more of a zoonotic disease, where it's gone from an animal to a person, and this has created huge havoc, and we certainly don't want to see any further vector-borne diseases either. They may not have as devastating effects, but at the same time, things like malaria certainly kill. There's something like 700,000 deaths annually that are related to vector-borne diseases, so we don't want that to increase over time.
And hence the National Rural Health Alliance prompting the recommendation, tangible messages to the government to work alongside you and to help with prevention and adaptation, you could say, yes?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So I think one of the things that we're calling for in our pre-budget submission is to have a national rural health strategy. Mm. And underneath that strategy can be, some strategies in relation to climate change and how we have to prepare our workforce, our health workforce, and prepare society more generally to how we're going to actually overcome some of the impacts of climate change on people's health. So this is a really, our paper and our recommendations come out at a time when we're hoping government are going to be prepared to take action on some of these matters.
Well, capital double P's there, prevention and preparation. That's what it's all about, isn't it, Gabrielle?
It is. Mm. That's exactly right. So the more we have our healthcare professionals prepared and ready, and the more we have society ready for those things, the better chance we've got of actually making a difference to mitigating the impacts of climate change on health.
And keeping Australia fed. So thank you very much for sharing, Gabriel. All the best to your team, your family. Stay safe, and we'll yarn soon.
Thank you very much, Trevor. Nice talking to you.
You take care. Bye-bye.
Bye then.
Beautiful yarn there. Gabriel O'Kane, her name is. She's the CEO of Alliance, and the Alliance is the National Rural Health Alliance. And talk about the recommendation, tangible measures to the government, prompting them to put the measures across the table in regarding prevention and preparation for climate change. Very important. The world we live in at the moment. Have your say, your mob. Add to the conversation. 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black. Your host here, the bally one, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumbibrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Give the Murray call. Let's have a yarn. Too deadly.
Down city streets, I would roam. I had no bed, I had no home. Crawl out of bushes early morn. Use newspapers to keep me warm. Then I'd have to score a drink. Start me up. I would roam, use my fingers as a comb. In those days when I was young, drinking and fighting was no fun. It was daily living for me. I had no choice, it was meant to be. Down city streets, I would roam. I had no bed, I had no home. There was nothing that I alone. I am married, I have children of my own. Now I have something I call my own. These are my children, and this is my home. I look around and understand how street kids feel when they're put down. Down city streets, I would roam. I had no bed, I had no home. And there was nothing that I. City streets, I
on your mob, it's me, Bush Takabanji, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Baka. Black sister, where you going? How you doing? Where you been? I ain't seen you on the scene for a couple of weeks. By your means, stay on your own. You gotta do your thing. But please don't sell your soul for a couple of G's. Embrace your black skin and your race within. You're blessed by your blackness and your dark skin king. Raise strong black kids, prevent drugs in the bin. And you'll be bound to make your old people look at you and grin. Stand strong like the matriarchy. And titter, I'm higher than the stars can reach. You ain't gotta act different when it comes to me. I believe in your sister, take a walk with me. The deep of her roots, black woman in a white man's world. It's tough being sexualized, she's always black. That's enough, you worth more than getting treated like dirt. Show love and give your sisters what they truly deserve. Respect, we're sick and tired of getting treated as less. Saying that sex sells, but I got no products for pets. The way you treat your woman has you looking real oppressed. She got her law, you got yours, it's time to have it addressed. If she stands with you, then stand with her. Cause handing down this feeling is a bigger picture. Got nothing to do with your sexual preference. This is about our solidarity that's getting questioned. Brothers are warriors, but if you can't respect your titties, don't expect us to honor ya.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
I'm a proud black younger boy with the killer flow. Listen to the year that here, listen to it blow. Brother boys, younger boys, all the way from Adam Land. Era boy, in the life who died, in the era, you will balance double go. The mud era, and yamar chico. Napukajade, naputo, ripuko, wala manguji, mergamana. Triggers mind blown, survival mode. Human brain, greatest weapon in the globe. Self-sustained education, knowledge is loaded. Standing on everyone's shoulders. Teaching yourself as you get older and older. Gotta catch up and I'll tell them. I'm not gonna go. I'm gonna do it in that double one. I'm a proud black young boy with the killer flow. Listen to the year that he listen to it glow.
You're more my life. Our music is growing. I'm using my money game. The river is flowing. Can you feel the wind blowing? Young one, my little marque. Me, I'll guard it. I want so many, una, many, una, many, una, many, una. So many, una, many, una, many, una.
is his jungle, way of freedom. City lights, the sound, too much in my mind, but the quiet, the nature sound. Now that is why I live and breathe and rap and let it shine before the end of time. Lur, lur, you're not marching on your lur, lur. Papa, you're not marching on your irma, God, I beg a boy, God, march now, and you can get the door. March, 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 march,
you're more my life, our music is going. I'm using my money game. The river is flowing. Can you feel the wind blowing? You're more my life, my game. We are the guy that I want. So, Mary, you know, Mary, you know, Mary, you know, Mary, you know. Mari you know.
G'day you mob, this is Tanya Kernighan with Trendy Trev and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
A very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, as BB and Bumba Drip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your saber calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. All right, talented FNQ Indigenous children handed one-year scholarship in unique soccer program. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Jamie Goslin, and he heads up Jamie Goslin Football Academy Director of Football. That's JGFA on the line. Jamie, very good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Very well. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. So before we start, Jamie Goslin. Who's Jamie Goslin? Where do you stem from, brother?
I come from England. I was born in England. I played.
Oh, do you know what I mean? Bullocks.
Very good. Yeah.
So, how long have you been in Australia, brother?
I moved here 10 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been in 10 years now.
And
7 years in. Yeah.
So, soccer player you are. So, you came over here playing soccer or chasing a career, or what made you come to Australia?
No, at the end of my career, I played professionally in England. Like, I moved here when I was sort of about 29, 30. So I came out here to sort of play a little bit, but also coach and maybe get just lifestyle. I only planned to come here for a year. I ended up never leaving. I love the country and I got sponsored and now I'm run a business coaching kids, which is what I love to do.
Fantastic. All right, so tell us about this fantastic program and talk about the three young Indigenous children handed one-year scholarship with your unique soccer program.
Yeah, well, we noticed about, I think we started it 3 years ago now. We noticed there were some very talented Indigenous players playing in the local leagues. But I didn't really see them at the sessions of the academy for sort of 6, 7 years now. I've never seen them at the academy. So I kind of thought to myself, how can we get these kids playing and training and getting a good level of training to see how far they can really go? So we put out to sponsors, called out for sponsors to fund basic one or two kids' scholarship fees for the year at the academy. And then luckily we've had some good sponsors come on board. This year we've got Innate Natural Health, Blue Brink and Cairns Colonial Club have come on board as sponsors to basically subsidise three local players to join the academy for a year and get great training.
Fantastic. And who are the three young children who are chosen?
There's Mahalia Martin, who's William Goman and Alex Lawson. They're all based in Cairns. We have had kids before. We had one from Innisfail, I think one from Mossman, but this year... Cairns-based, but Mahalia Martin, William Goman and Alex Lawson.
Well, look, fantastic. When you look at sports and you look at black people connected to sports across the globe, black people got that natural talent, but soccer's few and far between, so it's great to have soccer at the table, so to speak, and our young ones can rise to the occasion, yep?
Yeah, for sure. There's some great players, as I said, there's definitely some great soccer. Although you see them playing AFL a bit more, maybe rugby, I still think there's some great Indigenous players playing soccer, and I think that hopefully in the years to come there'll be more and more playing professionally and doing well in soccer. I think it's definitely going to happen.
Yeah, for sure. Now, soccer's not as big as it is in England and Brazil and places like that, Germany. But Australia's doing their bit in regarding putting soccer on the map. So there could be some nice pathways for these young ones joining your academy.
For sure. I mean, soccer's definitely getting bigger in Australia. And I know in schools now it's the highest participation rate. I was told it's they play it in schools more than any other sport these days, which is great. But the women's team are brilliant. I think Australian women's team are leading the way. And I think they actually won the World Cup not too long ago. I think they're the women are doing very well. But I think the men are going to catch up. And I think Australia will be on the map very soon in soccer. I think it'll take 5-10 years maybe. But I think with these players coming developments that are happening, I think soccer's going to get bigger and bigger.
Yeah, no, fantastic. And so with the academy and with the scholarship, what does that entail for the three young Indigenous players?
They get a kit, academy kit, and they also train for the whole year at our sessions based at Holloway's Beach in Cairns. So they come on a Monday or a Friday and they train with us for an hour.
Yep.
Hour time. And, so like I say, we focus on all different aspects of football. Dribbling and turning, we're just striking the ball, first touch. So we basically, it's all about individual development. Our academy is based working on the individual rather than the team. We focus on the individual rather than the clubs.
Exactly. And of course, this is over and above their school soccer programs and above their club soccer programs. Is that right?
Yeah, well, it's in line with the clubs. They still play for their clubs. They still do the stuff for their schools. It's just an addition. It's almost like private tuition, really. It's just a bit more intense, I guess, a bit more structured, and just a bit more expert coaching, really.
Excellent, fantastic. Now, soccer being a team player, we always say teamwork makes a dream work. Who's the team involved in regarding Jamie Goslin Football Academy? Talk about sponsors. Let's give them a plug, brother.
Yeah, great. The sponsors that come on board are Damien Life and the Cairns Colonial Club Resort. He's doing it. He's done the sponsorship now for 3 years. He's a great sponsor.
Good.
Great ambassador for us. Also, we had Blue Brink Limited, which is a guy called Yap Van Engelsman, who's also a very, very good friend of ours, and Innate Natural Health in Cairns, a lady from Michelle Cornt, has come on this year as well. She leads a really good program, and she just thinks it's a great thing. So, yeah, we really appreciate their help and their for these players.
Yeah, like I said, a team effort, fantastic. And the three young Indigenous players, what ages are we talking there, brother?
Mahalia is 9, I believe. 10, sorry. I've just been 10. William Goman is 8. And Alex Lawson is also 10.
Yeah, good start. And very young, which is look fantastic.
Yeah.
So the future Palais of Australia, yeah?
Hope so. That's the plan, game. We did have one girl last year, two years ago, we had an Indigenous player in our scholarship program, Juliana Bree, who went on to play in did very well, represented Peninsula, under-15 Peninsula girls team.
Good.
They become the first Cairns school to qualify for the Bill Turner Trophy. So she's done very well. She's Juliana Bree Talbot Cook, who's one of our previous scholarship.
Yeah, fantastic. It shows that academies do work, you know, and there's a focus on it with coach and player. So, look, fantastic to have you at the table. Congratulations and good luck with those three young ones. And please do keep in touch, Jamie. We'll keep a close eye on what you're doing there, brother.
Great. Thank you very much. Thanks for the call.
You take care, Jamie. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Adela Yarn there, Pommy Laird, Jamie Goslin, his name is, and he's a part of the, of course, Jamie Goslin Football Academy and Director of Football at JGFA and talented FNQ Indigenous children, handed 1-year scholarship in unique soccer program. And there's three Indigenous kids who are handed this fantastic scholarship after 25 applicants, and they are Mahale Martin and also William Gorman. And also Alex Lawson. So, look, fantastic. Congratulations, you mob. And looking at the bright future of soccer and putting soccer on the map. So not all First Nation people play basketball, rugby league or AFL. They play soccer as well. And they do anything, don't we? We are too deadly, us mob. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong. Add to the conversation here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
My pretty Colleen, why are your eyes filled with tears? Let me come. I am so tired and so blue. I'm dreaming of someone so far, far away, and sharing these memories with you. Just one step closer, don't throw me away, and carry me back to my town by the bay. When the darkness is falling and passing of days, won't you cherish the memory of my town?
Chicken fried, cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and a radio up. I like to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, know a mother's love. Well, I was raised up beneath the shade of a Georgia pine, and that's home, you know, where sweet tea, pecan pie, and homemade wine, where the peaches grow. And my house, it's not much to talk about, but it's filled with love that's grown in southern ground, and a little bit of chicken fried. Cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio, oh, 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 oh. I see sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, no mother's love. And it's funny how it's the simple things in life that mean the most, not where you live, what you drive, or the price tag on your clothes. There's no dollar sign on a peace of mind this I've come to know. So if you agree, have a drink with me, raise your glasses for a toast to a little bit of chicken fried. Cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and a radio, oh, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, know a mother's love. I thank God for my life,
and for the stars and stripes, may freedom forever fly. Let it ring, salute the ones who died and the ones that gave their lives, so we don't have to sacrifice all the things we love, like our chicken pie. Cold beer on Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and a radio. Well, I see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child. No mother's love, you know, well, I'm a chicken fry. Cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and a radio. Well, I see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, touch of a precious child, no mother's love.
Come sailing from the north, coming down by raft, past this place you know called Goyoala. Goyoala, 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 Goyoala. Coming down Wangetti way, Wangjungeng, where they gonna play? Yes, with the law. Coming up Barron River, bringing laws to the people. Jabba Ganji, Yara Ganji, Borwanji, Yagalai, Yagalai. Yes, I see. I want to be just like who you are. Don't want to be just like the Maori. I want to was Guyala. It was to make that fire rise higher and higher. Hey Damari, don't you stand, I want you to give me a hand. We gonna make this fire rise higher. Come on. Bury the name, 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 bury the name. Just like who you are, don't want to be just like the Maori. I want to fly high in the sky and watch this world go floating.
just like Domari. I want to fly high in the sky and watch this world go floating by.
Grooving on a Sunday afternoon. Couldn't get away too soon. I can't imagine anything that's better. The world is ours whenever we're together. There ain't a place I like to be instead of moving down a crowded avenue. Do it. Anything we like to do. There's always lots of things that we can see. We can be anyone we like to be. And all those happy people we could meet just moving on a Sunday afternoon. Really. Couldn't get away too soon. No, 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 no. Ah. We'll keep on spending sunny days this way. We're gonna talk and laugh our time away. I feel it coming closer day by day. Life would be ecstasy. You and me endlessly grooving on a Sunday afternoon. Really couldn't get away too soon. No, 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 no.
Yeah, deadly track there, Groovin', Young Rascals here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, you might be yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416, number you need to call. Yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. And I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumper Brit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. So have your say, yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. If you're on the shy side, text a brother, 045-714-0550, and our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. Okay, the NAIDOC 2021 theme, Heal Country. That's the theme for this year's celebration of NAIDOC, and calls for us to continue to seek greater protections for our lands, our waters, our sacred sites, and our cultural heritage from exploitation and destruction and destruction. Country that is more than a place and inherent to our identity. Country that we speak about like a person, sustaining our lives in every aspect, spiritually, physically, emotionally, socially, and culturally. So NAIDOC 2021 invites the nation to embrace First Nations culture, knowledge and understanding of country as part of Australia's national heritage, and equally respect the culture and values of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders as they do the cultures and values of all Australians. For generations, we have been calling for stronger measures to recognise, protect and maintain all aspects of our culture and heritage, and we are still waiting for those robust protections. And this year's theme also seeks a substantive institutional, structural and collaborative reform, something generations of our elders and communities have been advocating, marching and fighting for. Healing Country means finally resolving many of the outstanding injustices which impact on the lives of our people. It's about
hearing and actioning the aspirations of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples, which are the culmination of the generations of consultation and discussions among our nations on a range of issues and grievances. So after 250 years, our children and our future generations deserve better. We cannot afford to let the past, the very real opportunity that now presents itself for reform based on fundamental change in the relationship Australia has with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples. Hill Country, Hill Ave Nation. NAIDOC 21 this year, 2021, will be held Sunday 4 July, Sunday 11 July. So that's the week. I like to think that we celebrate NAIDOC 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. But the actual celebration for the week celebration is Sunday 4 July and Sunday 11 July this year. So lock that in. Date claim it there, you mob. And each year, NAIDOC week grows in stature and depth of celebrations at community, state and national level. It's an opportunity for all Australians to come together to celebrate the rich history, diverse cultures and achievements of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people at the oldest continuing cultures on the planet. So there it is, your mob. Come and celebrate with us, all our non-Indigenous brothers and sisters and all our mob. Let's get it together, together, your mob. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black. Let's go to Yothi Yindi, Mabo.
Oh,
Yachty Indy with their Deadly track there, Mabo, here on your Deadly program, National Talk Black. I want to thank you very much, you mob, for your company, being here with me on National Talk Black for today. Back in the hot seat again tomorrow, that Deadly number 1-800-422-416. And you can give us a call, have your saying, yarn up strong, 24-7. Text the brother, 045-714-0550. And the Keyboard Warriors, their Facebook page, BBM987FM. You mob, thank you very much. Look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. More importantly, stay safe. We are still in the pandemic. Let's not be laxy-daisy. Sometimes we feel as though that it's no longer with us. Well, it is. So you just need to abide by the rules, you mob. Okay, news coming up soon. And NIRS, thank you very much. Big shout-out to that deadly team. And Trinity Trev saying goodbye for tomorrow morning. Take care. Trouble in the